Good evening, everyone. Welcome. so tickle. Welcome, everybody, from around the world in the chat room and also on the phone. Kings and queens, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings. We're so glad that you are joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe to receive the monthly newsletters and the contests. If you have any messages for us, well, send them to the website or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. Nina's not with us. She's on vacation. And let me do a quick prayer, and I'm going to do some birthdays. A prayer: our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. And I'm going to do birthdays. Happy birthday, Victor Scoffey. Happy birthday, John Austin. Happy birthday, Damian J. Happy birthday, Mr. Paul Johnson, Pearly Roche Lewis, Jennifer Clemens, David Hill, Rhonda. Happy birthday, Rhonda Branham, and your mom, Billy, which is one of my core girlfriends. And happy birthday to my sister, Lena. Happy birthday to Robert Lugo, and happy birthday to Jason Woods. And that's all the birthdays for this week. Now, before I start taking calls, I announced last Sunday, there's no more Sunday shows. That's it. The rest of the year is Monday and Tuesday only. So Monday is now what used to be the Sunday show, and, of course, Tuesday will be the Monday. But Monday and Tuesday are psychic readings for 1 hour now, from 6 to 7 p.m. Wednesday is in the studio. You know, that's news, sports, entertainment. We also have special guests. If you missed a couple of shows, I think just recently we did a show on human trafficking, which is quite interesting. And Thursday is going to be a new show, comedy. It's going to be something funny, jokes and stuff. And then Friday, of course, the music show, Friday Traffic Jam. So that still is the same. Now, the full moon for August is August the 15th, and the new moon for August is August the 30th. Okay? All right. Now, the newsletter went out today, so if you are a subscriber, to the website, you will have received the newsletter. I am doing the August horoscopes tonight, so they should be up by tomorrow. You can see those, and I'll let everybody know that the horoscopes are up. So do check the blog news. Blog news is a lot of good news. I hope you're a subscriber because, I brought it, okay? Yeah, y'all be shaking your head like, I can't believe she said that. Yeah, I did some for real comments on some of those articles, commentary. So anyway, and let's welcome in area code 860. Lines are open, so please call in that I may answer your questions. Like I said, it's my pleasure, my honor, and I enjoy doing it anyway. So you know what? Call in. In the meantime, while other calls are coming in, let's take our first call, area code 860. You're on the air with Lenis. Who's this? Hello, 860, you're on the air. 860, okay, I'll just put you back on hold then. I guess you just want to listen. All right, next caller, area code 347. You're on the air with Lenis. Who's this?
Hey, Lenis. How are you?
I'm doing just great. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good, good, good. Who's this?
This is Terry.
Calling?
I want to give you a balance. Yes, calling from New York City.
I'm sorry. Your voice is so pretty.
Yeah, okay.
But I didn't understand
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I think so. And your name is what? You sound like my girlfriend Frisbee. That's why I keep asking you. So what's your name again?
It's Terry, and I'm calling from New York City. We talked about a month ago, and I wanted to give you a validation.
Oh, thank you. So it's Colleen, is that correct?
No, it's Terry with the T, Terry.
Terry.
Yes.
Is that right?
There we go. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Oh, Terry. Okay, God, I don't know why I kept getting a C in my ear. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Terry. Welcome to the show, woman.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sorry for that.
Call.
Okay, well, give me the validation. Make me happy. I love good news.
So I talked to you and Miss Nina about a month ago, and I was asking you about a position that I applied for. So you told me you heard 30 days, and Miss Nina told me that she heard October. So both of you are right. So I did get the position. I'm at the same job. I did get the position in the finance division. However, I'm still looking for a new job, but I won't start looking until October. Okay, so I'm still with the same company. By October, I'll be there. I will have been there for 3 years, but I want to start looking. So that's what I wanted
now.
To let you know. I got it. You told me 30. You told me 30 days, and it was within 30 days. Yep, I was a little under 30 days actually. I'm going to say maybe within 21 days.
All right. Oh, well, hello. Congratulations, young lady. I'm happy
thank
for you, Terry.
So
that's good.
Yes,
thank
so
you,
much happier
you.
Now. Okay,
well,
welcome.
Good.
So
good.
Now
I'm
my
glad.
Question.
That makes me feel good. You're the second person this week. Another lady called and gave me three validations. I had forgot because, you know, I do readings during the day, so I don't remember everybody unless as you talk it'll come to me like you just did. And she gave me three validations. I was like, boy, I must have been on a good Lucy that day. And she said, no, you're just really good. You're scary. You're so good. So I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, and it was all good, so God bless. But, yeah,
yes.
So thank you for that. That I always tell people my angels don't lie.
No,
but, you know,
are the
you may lie to
you
yourself,
you're
so
accurate.
I may lie to
yes.
myself, yeah. But the angels don't lie, so I'm glad. Well, good for you. So October, well, girl, enjoy the next few months. Do you.
Yes. So this is what I wanted to ask you. So now I'm looking
sure.
to move. About a year ago, you told me that you saw me moving into a townhouse. And believe it or not, I'm intuitive myself. So I know it's time for me to act. I've been having visions of this townhouse. I see money orders in my hand. I know it's coming. I'm looking in the newspaper every Sunday now. I didn't get the newspaper this Sunday, but I'm starting to see this townhouse coming. So I just wanted to see, do you still pick up on that townhouse? Because I know it's there. I see it. I know it's there. It's just about it being in the, it'll be in the paper, but it's, I know I'm not going to miss it. So I just want to see if you see me still going into this place.
I do, and let me tell you what I see around it where it's by. I don't know what I saw before, but right now I'm seeing this townhouse. There's water near you. Like you could walk a block from there and go down to a lake. There's also trees around you. Not a lot of trees. Kind of like a Caribbean atmosphere. I'll put it like that. It's like a Caribbean atmosphere, but you're close enough that you, from the townhouse, you could walk down to the lake if you just wanted to go down for a picnic or whatever you wanted to do. And the trees just gives it that alluring, you know. It's not a lot, but it just kind of reminds you of being, if you've ever been to Bahamas or anything like that, or Haiti or so forth, it gives you that kind of environment or ambiance, like a Caribbean style. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing now. And I see it's four townhouses together. Two on one side, garages, and then two on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, the garages are what separates the two buildings, so which is nice. You know, they're telling me a three-bedroom. Is that what you were interested in? Because they keep telling me three.
I keep seeing a two-bedroom, but, you know, it's just me. But if they want to give it to me, I'm by myself, I'll take it.
Well, you know, house. Okay, so yeah, I'm seeing a three bedroom. Like one of them, maybe like could be maybe an office. Maybe the people could use it as an office and didn't count it as a bedroom. So it's actually listed as a two bedroom, right? Because they turned one of the rooms into an office. But I guess you have the option if you want to make it a third bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got a little yard in your back.
Yay.
You got a little yard, and there's some yard on the side, too.
Okay.
Or it's a driveway. It's either driveway or some yard to the, okay, I'm facing the townhome, so that would be to your left, of the on the left side of the building. There's yard. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
Okay.
What the area that it's in is a nice area. It's not richy rich, but it's like middle class. There you go. It's a middle class area. There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought
it
was richy rich.
It's
okay,
clean.
Middle class. Uh-huh.
Yeah, what I see right now, the angel is showing me it's clean. Now, I don't know if it's an HOA. I don't know if it's an HOA. I don't know how you feel about those, but I just see a clean area. Usually when you see areas like that, they're either HOA or either they're older neighbors. You know what I mean? Where
that's
they
what
just
I'm thinking,
settle
I see,
in a way.
I saw an older man. Yeah, okay.
Okay,
that's
so
fine.
It could be an area where there's people that's been there for generations and it's just clean. It's just quite, you know, all the young people are gone. So it's just the other, which is good because that's quiet. That's a quiet neighborhood. Yeah.
Yes. Cool.
So, I mean, I don't know if you like that or not, but.
That's fine, please. I'm in a city. I would love. I'm a suburban girl, so I grew up on the Long Island in New York City. So I'm fine with the quietness.
Okay, okay. You're moving this year to this townhouse. You know that, right?
Yes, I'm getting everything
together
now.
You're moving because you're telling me this job in October. In October, I also see you moving. It's like everything is happening all at once, very fast, very rapidly. It's like, ooh, got the job. Ooh, I'm moving. Ooh, the money's there. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, it's just, it's kind of got your mind just kind of flipping out because it's all good, but it's just coming at you just poof, 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 real fast. By the time you got this accomplished, it's like, ooh, it's time to move. Wait. No, got to go. So look for that in October. So if in September you apply whatever for that job. Once that job comes through, a lot of other stuff are going to start happening. It's like this. The sun comes up in your life.
Okay. All right.
So you know when the sun rises, there's light all over the place, right? You can see the day when the sun is up. Okay, well, that's it. The sun is coming up in your life, and it's just,
And the money for the apartment, is this an option to buy, or you see me renting?
Either way, it's a lease option.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So it's up to you.
I'm going for it.
Yep, lease option. Lease to buy or just lease to rent. Yep.
Okay. I'm taking it. I think I'm going to buy it, though. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's affordable.
Okay.
Like I said, it's a middle-class neighborhood, but it's affordable. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't want you to think, well, it's Richie Rich. Is it going to be out of my price range? No. No, it'll be with
so
you what you're looking
15,
for. And you might look out, because look, this townhouse you're looking at, the people, I see that the people are leaving, you might get a good deal. You might get it cheaper than the other three townhouses there.
Okay.
Yeah, for you, because
so
it's paid for.
It.
These people that are moving.
Okay.
Yeah, it's paid for, so they don't, you know, it's like, oh, okay, give me $200,000, you can have it, go ahead, type of thing.
Okay. I'm definitely taking it, yes. Definitely.
Yep.
Okay. That's,
now remember, yours is the one that's on the end. I'm facing it. I see four cars parked in between that separates these two buildings. Yours is on the end. And the next one next to you, it looks like a white lady is your neighbor. And there's a family on the end of the other end. The other two of the family, which is good because they're on the other side of you. So you don't have to worry. I think the other lady is single too. And she looks like she's buying as well next to you.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's quiet for y'all. I mean, they're not showing me bad kids or nothing, but, you know, it's a family on the other end, so that's okay.
Yippee, okay. I'm definitely taking it. Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I will be following up with you. Okay, I'm going to let you know. Okay, sounds excellent.
Please do.
Thank
I'm
going to so
tell you congratulations right now for October because I can see it. The angel
thank
showed it to
you.
Me visually like a video, so I seen it. So I'm going to tell you congratulations for October. And right now, congratulations, too, you know, for that job
thank
as well.
You.
But October is just going to, your life is just going to go up.
Sounds
yeah,
good. Okay,
gonna
so I'm going to continue getting that paper every Sunday, and that's it. I'm ready.
All right, there you go, lady.
Thank you. I'm so happy.
Oh, you're
okay.
welcome. Thank you for calling, Terry, and have a
all
wonderful
right,
weekend,
you.
Lady. And we're out of
okay,
Mercury retrograde, so enjoy yourself this week.
Oh, gosh, I will. I will. All right, I'm going to continue listening to the show. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right, let me put you back on there. There you go. Okay. Area code 860, are you ready to talk now?
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
Okay, and who is this, please?
This is Cheryl.
Hi, Carol. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and I was calling to see I got a lot of things going on. I was wondering if you could pick up on anything.
You need to give me something that I can focus on when I go to the angels.
I have a hearing regarding my mother on the 13th, and I'm wondering
okay.
how that's going to go. And
all righty.
My
concentrate on that. Okay. Are you trying to get power of attorney for your mom?
No, I think that my brother has it, and he's relinquishing it, and he wants to give it to the lawyer.
Okay, because I'm seeing control, much control. He doesn't trust you to give it to you. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm a psychic to shoot from the hip, so... What I'm picking up right now, your brother doesn't trust you to give you the power of attorney. I don't know what's going on between you two that he doesn't trust you with that.
I think it's my sister Lisa henpecks him.
Okay, that's why he's giving it to the attorney as a third objective party within you siblings. So that's why. Mm. Okay, he feels like he's doing the best thing for all the siblings. It's just let the attorney handle it and go from there. So you can
yeah,
take your grievances. And, huh? Go ahead.
They want to sell the house, and they put my mother away, and I'm just wondering. I'm questioning if she's ever going. She just had major surgery at the beginning of June, and she's been. Sedentary, like laying down, so she has to. I'm just wondering if she's ever going to recover, or they have her put away.
No, I think she's going to be living in a nursing home or an adult facility. I would say more like adult facility because she'll be able to get up and get around again. So, yeah.
Oh, she is going to be able to because right now she's not. They locked her up in an Alzheimer's unit, and she's coherent. And I don't think she belongs there.
That's why they want to put her. Okay, you just explained something to me. Okay, because the angels are telling me nursing home, and I was saying adult facility, something like that, because I was trying to see her movements. But the angels are telling me, no, it's a nursing home. So, yeah, that's where she'll be. And, yes, the house is going up for sale, and it's going to sell fast. It's not going to take that long to sell that house.
I think my brother
which
is
which money is
going
to be split between all of you? It looks
what's
like the money to sell from the house is going to be split between all you siblings.
I thought the state would take the money. Because they have to pay for her nursing home.
The state's not taking all
the money
from the sale of that house. No. They're not taking all the money from the sale of that house. Who told you that?
Well, in the state of Connecticut, if you go in a nursing home, the state will take everything you own to pay for the nursing home.
Wow. Wow. Whoa. I'll never move back to Connecticut. Wow. I'm sorry, I'm in Washington. They don't do that here. Okay.
Because that's pretty common. But see, but my brother, he went to this lawyer that and the comments were made that, so that they could keep the house, and they're selling it. So I'm wondering if you're seeing that my brother and sister, they're going to be split between them but not us.
I don't know about him and somebody else. I just see him singular. Going to an attorney. I don't see anybody with him.
Well, my sister goes with him all the time. My sister Lisa goes with him all the time. They're tied at the hip, my brother and sister. And my brother, my other brother, I have two brothers, and my other brother is wanting to purchase the house.
I don't think they're going to let that happen. He has the ability to do that, too.
They're not going to let my brother.
I don't think they're going to let that happen.
They're not going to let my brother buy the house?
No.
There's
some other things going
on
in this relationship that you're not talking about. There's some other stuff going on in the background.
Like what?
I don't know. You keep talking about your brother and sister always together, but I didn't see her go with him to the attorney. What the angel showed me is he went by himself and spoke selfishly for him. But he wants it to be fair. Whatever money there is, he wants everybody to get their part. You keep telling your other sister's with him. I don't know. The brother that wants to buy the house, yes, he has the ability to do that, but they're not going to allow it.
Because?
They're not going to allow him to buy it. I think he wants to buy it to keep it in the family. Because there's other things going on that you know nothing about. I don't know if Lisa knows everything, but there's some other stuff going on behind the scenes. This attorney that he has, is this a family attorney that all of y'all can speak with him about your concerns?
No, only my brother and sister. My brother hired him.
Okay. All right. Well, you might want to get your own attorney, too. I'm just saying that flippantly, but you might want to do that. Get your own attorney.
But what am I hiring him to do? It's like we're
going
to go.
Well, then you're
going
along with whatever your brother decides, then, right?
Well, see, I don't know what he's doing. So how do you fight something you're unaware of?
By hiring an investigator to find out.
That's so much
important. What's important to you is you don't want that house sold. Is that what it is?
Well, you know, I don't know if my mother is ready for her. I'm wondering if she's going to recover and
she'll
start
never come back
around.
To the house. I'll tell you right now, she will never come back home, okay? I'm being honest with you. She will not be able to come back to that house and live, not like she used to, unless you're willing to pay for a nurse and a core worker, whatever you guys call them, to come in there and be there 24/7. And I don't know if that's an expense that you and the rest of your siblings are willing to pay for at this time. So she's supposed to be.
Because she's very coherent. So my brother's doing some shady things on his own behind his back, behind our back. So the lawyer wants to sell the house to someone else, not my younger brother.
I'm going to tell you like this, Carol. You need to do some investigations. Okay, everything is not up and up and on board. So I'm going to put it to you like that. You need to do some investigation on your own. and find out what's really going on. If you can't sit down and have a conversation with your brother and your other sister, then you need to, if you want to, investigate for yourself.
So this hearing, we have a hearing on the 13th. They want to do take all my mother's rights away from her. They want to do not a power of attorney, custodianship, where the lawyer will have custodianship on my mother. The lawyer will, and he's going to take care of all the financials. The lawyer will take care of all the financials. And my brother's going to walk away.
So now, does the lawyer realize that there's other children involved? Does he realize that your brother's not the only child or your sister?
Yes, he does know that, but my brother has power of attorney, and if he wants to hand it over with the permission of the court to the lawyer to handle, the lawyer will handle all the financials.
Okay. All right,
that's
Carol, I told you what you need to do. I got to go on. I got other calls waiting in the queue, but like I said, you might want to do your own investigation, and I'll leave it there. Okay, but your mom's not coming back to the house. She will be in the nursing home, and they're going to prove that she's unfit to be able to take care of her own self. So do your own investigations. Go to court. Ask questions, you know, if you can, outside the court with your brother or whatever, but you need to do some investigations yourself because you're not comfortable with the situation, and I can see that there's something not right in the background. So do check it out, you know, and see what you find out. All right. Thank you for calling. Have a beautiful week. All right, next caller, area code 614. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sosan.
Hi, Sosan. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing great. What's going on, young lady? You sound a little down.
I tend to be depressed a lot. It just happens. But my question was about, do you see any love coming up for me?
Any love? Now, Sosan, you're not involved with a gentleman right now, are you?
No.
Okay. Because you know whatever energy or vibration I pick up is because you are single and there's no one there. So you're looking for, you know, new love in your life. No residual energy or vibration, I should say. Okay. Well, Fast Angels, what's coming up for Sosan in her love life? Oh, I'm getting a black chalkboard. Let me go to my guides. The guides are saying that you're not ready. My angels are not telling me, they're showing me a black chalkboard. There's nothing there. It's just black. So, you know, I'm honest. I don't lie to you guys. I tell you the truth, what I see. The guys are saying you're not ready, and what I say, the black chalkboard. So I'm not saying anything for you. It's just blank.
Okay.
Is there another question you want to ask?
Yeah, what do you see coming up for me as far as career? I'm trying to start selling art.
Involving your career. I'm sorry?
I'm going to start selling art.
Okay, and you want to know how you'll do in selling artwork?
Yes.
Right away, the angel said 6 months before you make a big profit. You'll make little profits along the way, but it'll be 6 months before you make big profits, like $1,000, $2,000 coming in. But yeah. They said you do okay. That's what the angels are saying, you'll do okay. They're not saying you'll be great at it or make a lot of money, but they said that you do okay. 6 months, you'll see a bigger profit.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe network with some places that you know of that might be interested in your art, right? Community centers, churches, clothing stores. You know, they all have artwork up in them. So, hey, you might get blessed and get a nice, a decent contract, you know, where they'll come to you for certain parts of their art. Yeah. But anyway, I'm telling you this because it's bigger businesses, right? You're looking for a profit. So just selling to Joe Blow isn't going to get it. You need to be able to sell three or four pieces at once to make money. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Sultan, you'll do good, but go to the big businesses, like I said, that my suggestion to you, where you know you can sell and, you know, make a decent amount of money, right?
Right.
Yeah, right, right, right. Look up. Stop looking down. Stop it. Look up.
Okay.
You're a good person. A beautiful spirit. All right. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for calling, Sosin. All right, next call. Area code 845. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello.
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 You're on the air. Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Maria. I call it from New York. You remember me?
Oh, yes. How are you doing, Maria? Oh, my God. How are you doing?
How are you? All right. I'm a little bit
When we go to Italy, you know, me and you got to take off one of these days, the two of us, and go to Italy together.
When I go, let me know. All right, tonight, give me a few
minutes. Okay, what's your question?
My question is tonight, I'm really upset. I got a tenant downstairs. She see a bug from a neighbor, and she steal the bug from my neighbor. And the bug is the lady, she got money, you know, important stuff. I don't know, the lady came in and complained to me. I thought it was a bug in the water. Can take it, like a misunderstand. Then the lady, you know, he called they come in, all over the sun, they started screaming, Ali. That's a girl, they don't even see me on top of the door. It can be 20, so she called the lady, are you a bitch? I said,
my God. Then, go ahead, Maria, I'm sorry.
Then I talk. I say, no, you're not calling. The husband is a cop. They're not calling the cop. I knew because of her respect to me. She's a mother of four kids. And she's a wonderful lady. You not call a lady bitch. She turned around and she said to my daughter, fuck you. You know. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't want no more. I want to turn them
No, home. No. Don't you. Don't even speak. Don't even go over there. No.
Right.
No.
Because they are in the lease. The boyfriend, they signed the lease. The girl, she not signed the lease. So, because she not signed the lease, I can turn them out, right? I want to turn them out. What do you think? Because I'm afraid. Let's see my daughter go out. I'm afraid to come up here and do something bad to me. One day she was with the dog over here by my window. I said, you bring the dog over here. Where do you want me to bring it? They don't say hello to me anymore. So I don't want to stay in my house. I go somewhere lighter. And now
I'm so sorry, Maria. It's your neighbors, yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, she's my tenant. She live in my house, the bad person. The girl,
Oh, my God. And she's cursing you out and your daughter? And you're being nice to allow her to live with you?
My neighbor, she call it bitch. So my daughter, she tell her, fuck you.
You see,
these are going to turn them out. They're going to go in peace. They give it trouble.
But you're not in trouble, Maria. Even if they call the police, you explained you haven't done nothing wrong. You haven't done anything wrong.
I know nothing
wrong. So, don't worry. If they want to call the police, you tell them call the police. I talk to the police too. I talk to them too.
Yeah,
okay.
The lady, she not calling the police for respect to me. She's my tenant. She's a bad.
It's the neighbors that are bad. Yeah. Okay.
My tenant.
Yeah, but you haven't done anything wrong. You know, you and your neighbor just trying to live in peace. You're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, my neighbor at peace. My tenant was bad. My tenant is the bad person. I try to tell you, I want to turn them out, but I want to know if they're going to go in peace. Will not trouble with me.
No. Maria, do you know about the sea salt? Have I ever mentioned to you about the sea salt to protect your house inside, your domain inside and out?
Yeah.
Sea salt?
No,
okay. This will help you. You have sea salt in the house? You know, some people use it for seasoning in their food. You have sea salt?
Yeah.
If you don't, it's S-E-A salt.
Yeah.
Just like the sea, okay. Sea salt. If you don't, have your daughter pick it up. Have your daughter pick it up. I want you to go around your house in each corner, sprinkle a little salt,
inside.
And say this house is blessed. This house is blessed. No negativity can come in here. This house is blessed. Start from the front door. Go all the way around your apartment or your house so you come back to the front door. You're doing it clockwise, right? When you come back to the front door again, at the front door outside, put a line of white salt. Put your welcome mat over the top of it so people cannot see it, okay?
Yeah.
And this will protect your home. And then I want you to put a little salt in a container and put it on your person. Put it in your pocket or your pants or your apron, whatever, all the time. This will keep negativity away from your being, from you, from your spirituality.
Yeah, even if my daughter, that can do that position.
Yeah, so have your daughter get the sea salt. I want you to go around, or either your daughter, either one, go all the way around, protect the house, and then protect you.
They don't mind, my friend. I trust you. They don't mind. I can ask the question. You know, my daughter, Lady Melissa, they're going to get a contract to my daughter for work. See, my daughter going to get a contract for work to anybody soon.
Oh, yeah. She'll be going to work shortly. I see that.
Cool.
She'll be going to work shortly. Yeah. Probably within 2 weeks or less.
They give a contract?
Or less.
Contract, she's going to give it. You're going to give a contract?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm going to tell you this year.
No, Maria. It'll be okay. It's okay. Your daughter will be okay. She'll be working. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so do that. Have her get the sea salt and do that around the house and let me know. But that should keep those people away from you, okay?
Thank you very
much. You don't
much.
Fear anything. You didn't do nothing wrong, so don't fear anything.
No,
they call
no,
the cops. You just let the police know. Okay.
Thank,
and you got your neighbor across the hall, too, to confess for you as well. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. Thank
All
you
right,
very much. I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller. Area code 678. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis, this is Gina.
Hi, Gina. How are you today, young lady?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Terrific.
I am calling to see about my love life or what's coming up or description or
anything. Gina, do you have a daughter?
Yes.
Did you just discipline her or chastise her about something?
No.
Okay. All right, go ahead with your question. I see your daughter, like she got disciplined or chastised and it shook her up. Okay.
No.
That's why I asked, because that's what the angels were showing me. Said it shook her up.
Oh.
Okay. Just asking, because, you know, I know mamas. We can put the fear of God in our kids now.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
she's
so what's your question?
Too, but, yes, I am calling about love life and see what's coming up for me or description, whatever you can give me.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're not seeing anybody and you didn't just recently kick nobody to the curb.
I'm single.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Gina. Let's see what's coming up for you. Okay, angels. Okay, I got to say it like they tell me. A man is happenstance. I don't get that word too often. Happenstance. Okay. He's in education, a teacher. Okay. He's in ed. He's a teacher. And counselor sometime. I think that's something he does on the side.
Mm-hmm.
To help counselor for what? In sports and ed. Oh. So he must counsel the sports players. Okay. Okay, what else, angels? He's walking towards you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's coming, because I see him walking down the sidewalk. So he's coming towards you. He's coming.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of slender. I almost want to say he's skinny, but he's not like skin and bones. But he is
okay.
Slender. He kind of reminds you of a basketball player. I'll put it like that, like a basketball player.
Okay.
Tall and slender.
Okay.
And he's tall. They're telling me right now he's 6'4 or 6'5. He's tall.
Wow.
Let's see what else. Oh, okay. That's synchronicity. Now, that just helped me to understand when they said he counsels, like this. It's like a second job or what he does on the side with the
mm-hmm.
athletes, with the sports. I can understand because he used to be an athlete. So now that's coming mm-hmm. together. Okay. That. Okay, what else, angels? Mockingham? What is that? Mockingham. Is that his
mm-hmm.
name? M.O. Mockingham. Just kind of write that down. Mockingham. I'm asking, is that his name? But they're not telling me, but they just say Mockingham. Maybe
uh-huh.
it could be a school he works at. If it's not his name, maybe it's the name of the school that he works at as a teacher. But I got Mockingham.
Okay.
Is that the school or what? Oh, it is a school. Okay, that's what I was wondering, because I was like, what kind of name? Mm. Okay, that's a school he works at. The name is something like that. And
like
it is
that.
In your area. He's not far from you. So it is in your area. So either the school district right next to you or the school district
mm-hmm.
next to that one. That school.
Okay.
So he's not, he's not
like,
that far from you. He's like 20 minutes from you, wherever he lives. The angels are saying he's 20
oh.
minutes from you. Which ain't far.
Wow, that's not far at all.
He's in church. He's a deacon? I'm seeing something else, though. It's like he's not a preacher. He's a deacon in the church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to put down deacon, angels. That's they're telling me deacon,
okay.
but there's another name they're trying to tell me. And I can see it. I can see a bunch of men sitting together, but it's not a choir,
okay.
but they help
okay.
in church. Yeah, like they would
okay.
help serve communion. Well, no, they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the women. Okay, I see. No, he's an usher. Shit. Thank you. Jesus, that was working my nerves. Okay, he's an usher at church. Okay. Because I saw them dealing with money in a basket, and I said, well, that can't be the women, because the women usually do communion. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so he's an usher in the church. Okay.
Wow. And they said it was like a time frame?
Very single. Very single. He hasn't been with anybody in 5 years. He hasn't had a relationship in 5 years, so he's very, very single. I don't see any children. I don't see any kids. Zero. They're telling me. Let me ask my guys. Do you see any children for this man? No. Oh, I don't think he wanted kids. That's why. He didn't want children. He works with children. That's amazing. He didn't want kids, but he works with kids every day. Isn't that something? Okay, that's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He loves children. He just didn't want any of his own.
Okay, because I was going to ask that because I have 2 kids, and I'm like,
But you and him together having children, no. Him loving your kids, yes. In that perspective, yes. But not, not you and, kids later or what's going to happen. No, but he will definitely respect and honor your children, yes. Because he works with kids, so education is very important to him. I can see that now. It's very important. So I would say that's his way of working with or knowing your kids, you know, like, what do you do in school? Mm-hmm. What are you learning? Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Okay. And he coming anytime soon?
What does he look like? He's light-skinned. He's all black. Okay, because I was just asking if he was mixed. And they said, no, he's not mixed. He's African-American, but he's light-skinned. Looks like he might have hazel eyes. Yeah, looks like you got some pretty eyes there, girl. All right, now, watch yourself. All right. Yeah, they said he's got hazel eyes, green eyes. Wears his hair cut close, very professional. Out here we call it cavadas. I don't know what they call it where you live, where the hair is cut real close to the head, but it looks very professional, very neat, lined up, but it's just close to the head. Okay, that's how he wears his hair, which is good because I know he's a teacher. He's got an image in front of these kids, so he can't be wearing dress. I mean, well, I shouldn't say not wearing dress.
You're right.
Wrong, but he's just professional. I'll put it like this. The brother's professional. Okay.
Good.
Let me see what else. He's kind of a loner by nature. After he works with the kids all day and stuff, he just come home and he's quiet. He doesn't go to clubs. He's not a club runner. He likes sports. Looks like his sport is baseball. You might want to jot that down. He likes baseball. Let's see. Yeah, he's not a guy to run the streets. Not a drinker either. Definitely don't do drugs. He does not do drugs, but he's not really a drinker. Very light. Like, if you two were out, he may or may not order a drink. I'll put it like that. You're out on a date. That's just him. He's, okay, now they're showing me. That's from his past. Something about alcoholics in his family. That's why. Okay. All right, come back forward. All right, angels and guys. Now, I need to know, where is Gina going to meet this guy? When is she going to meet him? Where is she going to meet him, and when is she going to meet him? At a gathering. Okay. Two things. They're saying, one, like, when school began, is there, like, a big... so many kids. You know, it's like they pump them up just before school starts, or like school starts on the first, and they have this big thing at the stadium or something just to pump the kids up for the school year.
Right.
And of course, he's there. Of course. And you're there with your girls. I don't know. It's like a big, huge event, but it's just a one day thing just to get the kids going. Okay, he's there and you're there. that's one. What's the other? Well, you were showing me something, angels or the guide, sporting. You were showing me sporting event. Oh, it's the kids. Is it junior high or high school? I think he teaches high school games, high school games.
Oh.
So I don't know. Maybe,
okay.
Oh, maybe he meets you and then takes you. Yeah. He invites you to, because I think it's a couple of kids he's checking on. Yeah, that's going to be one of your dates. Okay, circle back now, angels. I don't want to know about when she dates him. I want to know before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you still, okay, they're back at the gathering. Okay, guys, what do you see? What do you see for her? Yeah, they're still telling me. It's a gathering. It's a high school or junior high game, high school game. High school. Okay, I got it, angels. It's something to do with children when you're there. So I don't know, I don't know what goes on in September. My daughter's away grown. The oldest is 50 and the youngest is 42. So I can't relate now to all the things that are going on. But parents go. I mean, I see parents there as well as teachers. So if it's not a sporting event, then maybe whatever school your daughters go to, you know, you attend or either it's a gathering or something of all the students and the teachers. They just keep going back to that. September. In fact, they're saying, nope, back up the last week of August and the first week of September. Okay, let me write that down. August, first of September. Okay. I know I got another call, but I want to at least finish this with you. Okay, so we know this guy is in education. He's a teacher. He also does counseling students that are in sports. And I think as far as make sure they keep their grades up and stuff, but still in sports. And he supports some of those children. He's a loner. He's been single for 5 years. He's an usher in the church. You're going to meet him either the last week of August or the first week of September, and it's going to be at a gathering. One of your dates, when you do go out on a date, is going to be at one of the kids' games. So he showed me to tell you that.
That is some kind of
He doesn't want to have any children, but he does support children. So he'll be a good support mechanism as far as that, you know, making sure the kids are doing what they're supposed to do or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But that's about it. I think you two will be a good match because you're quiet and he is too.
Right, yes.
You know, you both are kind of quiet people, so he is too. And like I said, he's a loner, but no children, no baggage, no carry-on. He's just by himself. He enjoys helping the children. He's kind of just made that his world now. So, you know, you two meet, it's like, bruh, it's time for you to step up now and have a woman in your life. have a relationship. Yep. And you're the one, so use your womanly wiles. You know how tall he is, so I know he's going to stand out because he looks like a basketball player. So when you see him, you just usher right on over there, young lady. And do the Wendy Williams. How you doing? Okay, and give me a call back, Gina, and let me know what's going on. But it looks good. You two are compatible. Yeah, it looks really good. So let me know. Give me a call back and let me know.
Let me
get this one last call. Okay,
right.
thank you, Gina, and have a wonderful week, young lady. And thank you for calling.
You too.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's try and do this right quick. 856, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Rosemary. How you guys doing?
Fine. This is who, Marie?
Rosemaria.
Oh, Rosemaria. How are you doing, Rosemaria? Can I answer your question pretty quick? Oh, I'm doing great. How are you and yourself?
Doing good. Either what's coming up first, relationship or a newer job, whatever's coming up first. I need a newer job.
The job. That came up before the relationship. The angel said job. What do you want to know about the job?
Is it coming in soon? So I can switch out.
The angels, I'm going to tell you just like they say, yes, Rosemarie, you made it through Mercury retrograde. Now your blessing is coming, quote, unquote.
Cool. Hopefully soon. Cool. Appreciate it.
Yes, it is going to be soon. I would say before the 16th, between the 16th and 19th of this month, you're working. You're on another job.
Cool.
Okay. So, like I said with the angels, so you go, girl. They said you made it through Mercury retrograde, now you're going to be blessed. So whatever you didn't do, that was good, because now you're going to be blessed by it.
Cool.
Yep, you're going to be blessed. So good for you.
Cool.
All right, young lady, it's coming to the close of the hour, so I better skedaddle. But anyway, wishing you the best.
Cool.
Let me know. But I got, the 16th to the 19th. The 16th is a Friday and the 19th is a Monday. So I guess between those 4 days, you should hear something about going to work, young lady. Okay?
All right. Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. 6th to the 19th, yeah. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling. All right. Thank you, everybody who called in today on the show. God bless you. I appreciate it. And you know, it's always my pleasure and honor to read for you. And I would like to say also thank you to the lady that for the validation that called in earlier. Thank you so much. And also the reader that I had on Friday, I think it was. Thank you for the validation. So you guys, you know, call in, book them readings. If you don't want to do a whole half an hour, I do readings for $20 if it's just one question. It's only 15 minutes, but, you know, I do one question readings for $20 because I understand everybody's out here trying to make it and do the best they can. So, you know, that's fine. I don't mind doing that. Okay, so we'll be back on tomorrow night, Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Remember, Monday and Tuesday now, no more Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. And remember to write on your calendars, the full moon is the 15th, okay? That's Wednesday after next. And the new moon is at the end of the month, August 30th. Okay, other than that, I don't see too much more going on. Too much more going on this month. All right, everybody, have a wonderful week. God bless you. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, doggone it, I do. I love you. And I love you for supporting and joining the show. And I just love you for being a human being and blessed on this earth. Okay? All right, y'all, I'm out. See you tomorrow night.
Possibility in the moves we can make.